Hello, and welcome to today's live webinar, Every Door Direct Mail for Marketing Service Providers, presented and sponsored by the United States Postal Service and powered by Printing Impressions and Implant Graphics magazines. I'm Alexis Henderson, Director of e-learning for the Printing Impressions Publishing Group and the host of today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of this session. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Please take a second to disable the pop-up blockers on your computer as well. Today's webinar does include a short video that you may have trouble viewing if pop-up blockers are enabled. Disabling them also allows you to utilize all of the widgets along the bottom of the console. Speaking of, if you want more information on what those widgets do, please click the Tips for Attendees widget marked with a wrench to find out how you can customize your experience today. Now to introduce our speaker. We're lucky to have Heather Sneed, Marketing Specialist for the U.S. Postal Service, on hand with us today to discuss the Every Door Direct Mail program. Heather joined the U.S. Postal Service in 2010 following 14 successful years in private industry providing direct marketing solutions for Time Warner and Newsletter Holdings Corporations. She has received accolades for her marketing efforts, including being published in Inside Direct Mail and receiving the Specialized Information Publishing Foundation Marketing Award. Today, Heather provides informative training on the benefits of Every Door Direct Mail, manages outreach programs, works with advertising in the promotion of the service, and acts as a key resource for the product line. With that, I'll turn it over to Heather.
Great. Thank you, Alexis. Hi, I'm Heather Sneed, and with me, Cindy Pease, Manager of Business Mail Entry, and more from the U.S. Postal Service. I'm glad you can join us today to talk about Every Door Direct Mail and how it can help you build your business by helping your customers build theirs. Since we launched Every Door Direct Mail in 2011, over 2 billion mail pieces have been printed and mailed. As more and more businesses take advantage of this service, they are turning to marketing service providers and print professionals to help them prepare their mailings. This represents a significant business opportunity for you, and the Postal Service wants to help you make the most of it. During this webinar, we'll take a quick look at a few of the benefits of direct mail as a marketing channel, and I'll show you exactly what Every Door Direct Mail is, the difference between the two options, retail entry and entry at the business mail entry unit, also known as the BMEU. I'll also show you the tools available to help you sell Every Door Direct Mail to your customers. Then Cindy will get into the details about labeling, specifications, and pricing for every entry option. And finally, how to prepare your customer's mailing for entry. But first, let's take a look at how powerful direct mail really is as a business builder. These statistics are great to use if you are talking with prospects who haven't used direct mail before. So if they're interested in building awareness and increasing sales, they should definitely consider direct mail. Over 81% of recipients read or scan their mail every day, and 76% of those consumers have been influenced to be making a purchase by direct mail than any other medium. With such high readership, mail helps you, your customer achieve a higher ROI than any other medium. In fact, according to the Direct Marketing Association, every dollar spent on direct mail generates an average of $12.57 in sales. So with those statistics on direct mail, let's go ahead and talk about Every Door Direct Mail. Every Door Direct Mail is an offering from the Postal Service designed to let businesses reach everyone in their local market when sending direct mail. Businesses select the neighborhoods they want to target, and a Postal Service letter carrier delivers their mail piece to every address along with the day's mail. There's no need for names, addresses, and businesses get a low standard mail postage rates. Businesses can use Every Door Direct Mail whether they are mailing on a local, regional, or national level. Plus, our online mapping tool makes the mail preparation process simpler by helping them or you identify the route's quantity and cost. What are printers saying? We've had many marketing service providers had great success with Everydoor Direct Mail. Dave Clark from On Time Printing said, introducing Everydoor Direct Mail services has brought in more revenue and helps us promote our overall capabilities. And Janet from Banner Printing says, we have found Everydoor Direct Mail is a great way for our new business to target local consumers. It's ideal for a new business or businesses with new locations. So what kind of results can businesses get? To give you an idea of the kind of success businesses are having with Everydoor Direct Mail, let's take a moment to hear from a franchisee with Vicelli Pizza, who is using Everydoor Direct Mail to build his pizza sales.
It's a lot that goes into running a restaurant. I'm the youngest franchisee in Vicelli Pizza. I opened up my first franchise when I was 21 years old.
When I bit into a Vicelli's Pizza, I realized, wow, there's another pizza out there that's better than the big name pizza company I used to work for.
We get our dough in three times a week. We get our tomatoes, our vegetables, everything from local vendors. So when you open your pizza, you say, wow, that is the best pizza I've ever seen.
Each individual franchisee is responsible for their marketing. You can't just sit there and wait for customers to come in. You got to go out and grab them.
We work with small businesses to print their menus and increase their presence in the marketplace by being able to get into the Everydoor Direct Mail program.
Once I learned what Everydoor Direct Mail was, I thought, this is awesome.
You don't need a marketing MBA for this. All right? You could just sit down, open up the website, it'll guide you through the steps.
You don't need a mailing list. You can select households and businesses. So it's an incredibly cost-effective way to get your message out there.
And that's the best part of it, because on the website, you can specifically target that neighborhood that you haven't received a lot of calls from.
I usually do it every other month. I send out 5,000 menus. And this year versus last year, we are up 22%. We wouldn't be up if we weren't using Everydoor Direct Mail. It takes no time, and it's just a lot cheaper than getting your menu stuffed into magazines and envelopes with a bunch of coupons in it. The Everydoor Direct Mail puts your company right there in the customer's hand.
From other businesses on Facebook.com/USPS, and feel free to use these and show these to your clients as a tool to help you sell Everydoor Direct Mail. And by helping businesses plan, print, and prepare their mailings for Everydoor Direct Mail, you can attract new customers that might not otherwise come to you. Starting with Everydoor Direct Mail allows you to build a relationship with these businesses, which can evolve to more high-end printing opportunities in the future. Likewise, you can increase your business with current customers by expanding their mailings, which works to expand your business and increase your revenue. So another tool that we offer to help you expand and promote Everydoor Direct Mail is logos that help you identify that you are a business of Everydoor Direct Mail service provider. We created these to include in your marketing materials and displaying your place of business. And you can request the logo art by sending an email to edddmimage@usps.gov. Remember, these are trademarks, so you do need to send us an email and ask for permission prior to using them. Another great selling tool is our online mapping. It is designed to help you prepare a mailing for postal entry, which Cindy will talk about in a few minutes. But this tool has also been proven to be invaluable as a way to show customers the geographic areas Everydoor Direct Mail can cover. When you meet with customers, they just love this tool because you can plug in their address and show the number of potential customers surrounding their business, and it's very relevant to them. So this has been a great tool in getting customers excited about the mail. Because there are many formats and size options that qualify for every door direct mail, it's helpful if you create sample mail pieces and templates to share with your customers. By showing your customers a few recommended mail pieces or templates for their business, you can help them see the potential of every door direct mailing and guide them to making a decision about mailing. Another tool is at usps.com/everydoordirectmail. We provide businesses with a link to locate mail service providers or print professionals. This link takes businesses to mailingindustryproductguide.com, which is hosted by the National Postal Forum. Here, businesses can access a directory of print professionals and mail or marketing service providers. If you'd like your business to be included in the directory, simply go to the website and at the bottom of the page, click on Guide Media Kit for information on listings, annual fees, and how to register. Remember, the Postal Service does not endorse any of the printers in this directory, but it's a great reference for businesses. Now let's take a closer look at Every Door Direct Mail service. There are two mail processing options to meet a variety of needs. The chart highlights the major differences between the two. A BMEU, or Business Mail Entry Unit, is a U.S. postal facility that accepts advertising mail for delivery to multiple zip codes. This method is usually used for large businesses and requires a mailing permit for all transactions. Mail pieces can weigh almost a pound, and the retail entry option is used for businesses that have mailings of less than 5,000 pieces, and they don't need a postage permit. Businesses can pay by cash, check, credit or debit card, money order, payable to the Postal Service or Postmaster, or use meter postage. And they need their prepared mailings directly to the front of the desk of the Postal Service and the areas they are targeting. However, the mail pieces can only weigh up to 3.3 ounces. And as you can see, each option offers its advantages depending on the needs of the business. For entry at a BMEU, the labeling is simple. All the mail piece has to say is postal customer for all businesses and residential deliveries, or you can use the word residential customer for residential deliveries, or P.O. box holder for the P.O. box deliveries. So, and while it's not required, we do recommend that you include the city, state, and zip code if you are using the business mail entry. All mail pieces must contain ECRWSS in the address area. When entering your mailing at a retail post office, you need to use the Every Door Direct Mail Retail Indicia. And instead of a name or address, the mail piece will just need to say local postal customer. And in the address area, as shown here, you can also download this indicia. It's at no cost at usps.com/everydoordirectmail. You'll notice everything that we talk about today, and most of your questions will be answered if you go to usps.com/everydoordirectmail. So I encourage you to write that down. Okay, the approved format for Every Door Direct Mail is standard mail flats. And what are the benefits of these, of having a flat? Well, it has a broad range of sizes and thicknesses. So businesses can include coupons, calendars, provide a map of their location, and much, much more. It cuts through the clutter and showcases their message. Also, a flat size can be adjusted to fit any message, whether a business has a quick sales announcement or an in-depth product description. It can adjust the flat size instead of the message. To be considered as a flat, the mail piece must be rectangular with four corners and meet or exceed at least one of the dimensions. Otherwise, the mail piece is a parcel. So the minimum thickness for any mail that comes through the Postal Service is 0.007, and that's about three sheets of 20-pound copy paper. And any mail that comes through the Postal Service as well has to have a minimum height of 3.5 and a minimum length of 5 inches. Some of our most popular sizes for a flat are 6.5 by 9, 8.5 by 11, and 4.25 by 14. These are all approved formats and sizes. So with the endless amount of size configurations, what it really boils down to are three formats that we most often see, and these most popular formats are the postcard, oversized postcard, and trifold brochure or menu. Note that all folded pieces must meet the dimensions of a standard flat. And these samples are also available if you go onto our website at usps.com/everydoordirectmail. There's a place where you can order a kit, and we will send you some samples that are actually shown in this picture that you can take with you when you go on client meetings. And here's a general idea of postage costs for standard mail flats with Every Door Direct Mail. When the mailing is dropped off at a retail associate at a post office for retail entry, the standard mail flats postage is 14.5 cents per piece. At a BMEU, postage per piece starts at 15.4 cents per piece. And if the mailing is taken to the destination distribution unit or the local post office that distributes the mail, the postage piece again starts at 14.5 cents. So let's take a look at the Every Door Direct Mail online mapping tool I showed you earlier. We developed this online mapping tool to help businesses prepare their mailings for Every Door Direct Mail. Of course, you can use it to help prepare your customer's mailing for direct mail entry. It will help you identify carrier routes near your business, customer's business, determine how many mail pieces they need, prepare their mailing documentation, and calculate postage in real time. You can access this tool at usps.com/everydoordirectmail. However, I want you to know that as print professionals, you aren't required to use the Every Door Direct Mail tool that we provide. You can continue to process your mailings as you are currently using your existing pre-sort software. This is just a really helpful tool to help sell Every Door Direct Mail, and you can access this by going to usps.com, Every Door Direct Mail, and click on the button that says Use the Tool Now. Then you should register your business or sign in by clicking the Registration Sign-In tab. You can use the tool without registering, but you can't complete Every Door Direct Mail, the order of Every Door Direct Mail, until you're signed in. So I'm going to show you a little bit of what the tool looks like. You can search by location. So you can put in your customer's address here or the city, a zip code, or even a street intersection. And using intersections can make it easy to target neighborhoods when you don't have a specific address. So once you choose the location, you can click on the search button. And you have more mailing options. So you have a radius bar, so you can select up to a 5-mile diameter around the business, and this helps you target near your customer's business. So if you want to reach everyone within 3 miles of the business, you can slide the bar to 3 miles and hit apply. And then a list of carrier routes matching your search requirements will populate. You'll have to click the hide mailing options to see the full list, and you can sort by zip, residential or business routes. You can choose routes based on postage cost of reaching all the addresses on the route. And this helps you and your customers stay within their budget. When you click on a carrier route, it appears on the map, giving you a quick visual representation of where it is in relation to your business. As you hover over a business and residential route, it appears in purple on the map. Once you select it, it turns blue. And for routes that include PO box addresses, a blue arrow appears representing the post offices they are located in. As you add and remove routes, the number of deliveries selected and the total postage cost updates automatically. So you can choose as few or as many routes as you like, or you can choose all to select every route in your targeted area. Once you're finished, you click Continue. And it's time to check out. So if you're signed in as a retail customer, you're going to have the option of paying online with a credit card or paying at your local post office when you drop off your mailing. If you're signed in as a permit holder, you can complete your mailing with your trust account. And I am going to go ahead and turn it over to Cindy to share with you how to prepare your mailing for submission.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I am so happy to be involved in Every Door Direct Mail. I sell this every day, and my people that come in, the small businesses, are always looking for printers. So I can't tell you how nice it is to talk to the printing industry and also to share the good news. This is a simple system to use. Preparing mailings for submission are basically producing the mail piece and then putting it in bundles of 50 or 100. 50 is recommended, but 100 is acceptable. And then you need a facing slip on the top. And that's basically so that when it gets to the post office and we sort it to the carriers carry their mail in a loop, so they carry it in a bundle of 50. So the 50 has a good importance for us. And the facing slip basically says it's Route 6 and it's going to the carrier for carry walk sequence. Okay? Heather, are you going to move the slides?
Sure, I could do that.
Okay, thanks. Preparing a mailing for postal routes. Most prepare bundles for complete distribution, and what that means is on the tool, which is so very simple to use, you have some choices. You can choose to mail to just residences, to residences and businesses, or to just even PO boxes if that's what you choose to do. So, each time you select whether it's residential or whether it's business and residential, you must give us 100% to that route. We don't want the carrier deciding who gets your mail. Everybody gets one. The documentation will show the number of active deliveries for the carrier route, and that's going to be generated when you're using the EDDM retail tool on the back of your postage statement so that you'll be able to see that. Also, it shows up on the postage statement, and then if you were going to take and be doing a drop shipment, that also gives you the option of knowing where to take that mail. Now, you're going to prepare your mail, and then it comes to the post office. What you're looking for when you come in is the mail and a postage statement if you're going to the retail window. I highly recommend letting your customers pay for it online, and then it says paid on the postage statement, and it's merely walking in with the mail and handing it over the retail window. It's a little bit different if you're doing BMEU mail. And as the manager of BMEU, I can tell you our rules and requirements are pretty tight. We're going to ask for the postage statement of 3602R. And if you're going to take the mail to another destination post office, your five-digit local post office, you will also need an 8125. Simple form, but that's going to have the proof of mailing that it's been paid for. So common for most of you, but if it's a new form, it's downloadable and very easy to fill out. With BMEU, you're also going to need those facing slips. Nothing new for us BMEU customers, I'm sure. Okay? So, definitely we're going to need a postage statement. The postage statement prints out from the tool has a kind of a funny number. It's a 3587, and that's easy to do. For BMEU, you're going to be printing out a 3602. I would like to note that for Every Door Direct Mail retail, there are no nonprofit discounts. Everything is paid for at the 14.5 cent price. Now, if you're a BMEU and you have a permit, you are allowed to do Every Door Direct with a nonprofit, and the rate is about 7 cents. So if you had a church that wanted to take and hit everybody in the neighborhood, offering them the BMEU option is a great selling tool. All right. Now, we talked a little bit about facing slips, and those are available on the retail site. And, you know, printers, if you want to use the BMEU process but print out the facing slips from the EDDM website, that's certainly acceptable. The facing slips on the website print out beautifully, but, you know, they print out in an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. So it's not required that a facing slip be 8.5 by 11, so feel free to take and cut that sheet of paper in half and save a tree for us. But the facing slips are important. There's also a line on the facing slip that says, do not mail. And we do have customers, and you may have customers or your customer may have customers, that just simply don't want a piece of mail in their mailbox. And we try to honor that. So that this facing slip is where you would enter an address that has requested to be removed from a mailing list for whatever reason. Can't imagine why they wouldn't want that piece of mail. All right. Now, this is a look at the 8125, and this is just, once again, this is just for the BMEU side of the house. It's not a new form. They've been around for a long time. Mailer's going to fill out the top part. It looks confusing, but it's not. Name and address, what you're mailing, name of the product, how many trays, how many sacks you've got, how many bundles. On the second part, part two, the Postal Service will fill out. On line 28, which is in the bottom of the form, you will fill out the post office where the mailing is going to. Basically, what this form does is it makes sure that once you've paid for your mail, where your permit is held, remember if you're doing EDDM BMEU, it has to be paid for where your permit is held. The 8125 is basically proof of mailing. That and the mail goes to the new post office, and you get that 14.2 cent per piece rate when you actually drop it at the DDU. You know, one of the things we haven't talked about, and I'm just going to mention quickly, is that when you use the EDDM retail or the EDDM BMEU, where you drop ship into that five-digit post office, your mail is starting at that post office. We have about 2 days to deliver it. Very, very easy to predict when that mail piece is going to be in that mailbox. A real selling point, if I'm a pizza company or if I take and have a Chinese menu and I want to know that my menu is going to be in that mailbox on Friday, I'm mailing on Wednesday and I'm taking it to the post office. And I know that that menu is going to be in my mailbox on Friday. And let's face it, folks, nobody wants to cook on Friday night. So a really good way of telling exactly when that mail is going to hit those mailboxes. So for EDDM retail, it must go to the five-digit post office. How are you going to know that? The EDDM tool will tell you exactly which post office, and it will tell you the hours operation for that post office. For Every Door Direct Mail with the BMEU, you're probably going to be using the FAST system to schedule a drop shipment appointment, and basically that's what's going to tell you which destination delivery unit that you're going to be taking it to. I would like to remind everybody that if you are taking the local EDDM retail, there is a 5,000-piece limit each day. For EDDM for the BMEU, there is no limit to the number of pieces that you drop each day. All right. One of the things that's nice that printers can take and tap into, and I have a number of printers in my area doing this, is taking and producing mail and then mailing it across the country. How can I do that? Well, I could have a piece of mail that I create. I could offer it on my website. I have them create the piece of mail, and then it's going to Chicago. Well, heck, I'm in Texas. So I generate the mail. It's retail. I'm going to take it, either pay for it online, or I'm going to put my postage statement, my 3587, in an open and distribute box. I might be using a priority mailbox. I take the EDDM bundles. I put it in my priority mailbox. If it fits in a flat rate, now I'm paying the flat rate. I put my check, or I put my postage statement that's already been paid, and I take and mail it to the postmaster in Chicago. I also mark on the outside of the box, EDDM mail enclosed, open and distribute. Now, for business mail entry, we already have a system in place called priority mail open and distribute. What that allows us to do is take our mail, prepare our mail, walk it into the post office where our permits are held, and then once it's been paid for, we put it in priority mail bags or flat rate boxes, and we send it to the destination delivery unit. The price we pay is going to be 14.5 cents for the mail inside, and the priority rate, either the flat rate or the weight of the piece, remember they can't weigh more than 70 pounds if you're putting them in priority mail sacks. The price is based on zone, so if you're using the priority mail sacks, you're going to be paying a zone rate. Now, there's a great label that you would attach to the outside of that, and it actually has tracking information. You can take and even do that on our Click and Ship. So a lot of options there for EDDM. And we are seeing mail being mailed in priority flat rate boxes to post offices across the country so that people are logging into a website, creating the mail piece, and it's in the mail and out in a very short number of days. Very, very convenient, easy to do. I can't tell you how exciting this is for the post office because we finally got something that everybody can take advantage of that's mailing to every door direct mail. Heather, that's all I have for you today.
Great. Thank you so much, Cindy. You know, we're wrapping up pretty early. I did want, again, to mention the USPS.com/everydoordirectmail website and definitely get out there, play with the online tool, request a kit, get information on how to sell Every Door Direct Mail and grow your printing business by selling Every Door Direct Mail and getting some samples. And have documentation, download Vendisha, and any other topics that we've covered today can be all found on usps.com/everydoordirectmail. And it looks like we have a fair amount of time for some questions and answers. So, Cheryl, did you want to – do we have any questions? Okay. Cheryl?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Our first question is an 8125 needed for priority mail open and distribute?
If you are doing it, you're doing it through the BMEU, if you're doing it through the BMEU, it's usually enclosed in the priority mail bag. If you are doing it through retail and you're just putting the mail and you're preparing it into a priority mail flat rate box and you've got the postage statement that says paid on there, or you're enclosing a check in the postage statement, an 8125 is not needed when it goes to the retail unit.
Okay. Our next question, can you just mail to business addresses? Originally, that was not possible.
They are working on that. I have heard, Heather, I don't know if you have an update on that. I have heard that they are working on that, but at this point, as far as I know, it is not an option.
It's not an option at this point. We are working on it, and that's in our initiative over for the next few months to put a process in place so that they can mail businesses only. We do have the option. I think there's about 2% of the carrier routes that happen to be business only. And you can also use the online tool to sort by business or residential, and you can see where the majority of the routes circulate to the top. Those are a couple of the options, but we do plan on extending the service.
Okay. So let's see. Our next question, what if you're doing this for a customer in another state? How do the pieces get to the DDUs?
That's where you're going to be using priority mail boxes. Usually that's what we see. So you would take and you would create the mail pieces, and we see this all the time. We have some major mailers doing this. They create the mail pieces in one location. They package it in flat rate boxes. Usually that's the best price, but it does not have to be a priority flat rate box. It could be your box, and you're going to take and then put priority postage on that, and you're going to mark it EDDM, and you'll mail it to the postmaster of Springfield, Virginia. And it'll say EDDM, and it goes to the postmaster of Springfield, Virginia, and he opens it up. There's the postage statement. There's the check. He enters both into the system, and the mail is delivered in 2 days. If your customer is using the online tool and pays for it, then all you're going to have is a postage statement that says it's been paid for, and you can take and mail that in either one of our boxes or one of your boxes to the five-digit postmaster at that location. We really recommend that you, in a bright marker, identify that mail as EDDM mail.
Okay. The next question, if the 3602R is required at the BMEU, why doesn't it print out with the statement and the facing slips?
The 3602R is a business mail entry function. The tool that's online is strictly for retail. Now, what we found is that your BMEUs can kind of tap into that resource, especially when they're selling it to customers. What a nice tool to go out to do some business, have your customer sit down at their computer, and let you show them exactly how they can target the areas that they're interested in. And then at that point they say, oh, but look, in my area there are 15,000 deliveries. Well, I have a permit. I know how to prepare business mail entry mail. Let me mail it for you, as opposed to them thinking, whoa, I can do this myself. So that's why you don't see the 3602R on their website.
Okay. Next question. If you have a folded piece, do you have to tab it or use something to hold it shut?
Good question. And I have a good answer. You do not. Because Every Door Direct Mail is never going to see a postal machine, It does not require it to be tabbed. Keeping in mind, please, we just had somebody in my office yesterday that wanted to mail a 20-pound piece of copy paper. Not happening, because that won't go into your mailbox and look the same as when it looks up on the desk. So remember, minimum weight, 0.007, but folded self-mailers are acceptable and do not require tabbing.
Okay. So would a 60-pound weight stock work? What is the weight that you're looking for mailing?
Okay, you got me here because I don't talk weights very well. But basically, 0.007 is probably about 28-pound paper. I know that copy paper that I use in the office is 20-pound, so if I add three sheets together, that's kind of the 0.07 thickness that I'm looking for. So probably about 28-pound would be minimum, I'm guessing. But you guys are the experts.
Okay. So our next question, what is the difference between retail entry and DDU entry in that both are 14.5 cents?
Well, the retail entry is something that just comes right to the window and is handed to a window clerk over the window. Thank you very much. They pay for it. They're out the door. If you're going to take and use your BMEU, that's mailing with the permit. That's basically coming into a post office and then taking it. You're taking that mail from the post office where your permit is held and carrying it someplace. But since you're doing the transportation and you have that 81.25, we're going to give you the 14.5 cent discount also, because you're doing the transportation from where the permit is held to the local five-digit post office.
Okay, good answer. So our next question, is there any plan to allow EDDM for letter-sized mail?
You know, Heather, I don't know if you've heard anything, but our system right now, it would be very difficult if the carriers had to try to carry a bundle of flats, a bundle of letters, their DPS mail, their magazines, their first-class mail. So at this point, I have not heard of that as being an option. Heather, have you heard anything?
We have kicked around the idea, but it seems to be backburnered for a while, and right now we're just focusing on the flats.
Okay. Our next question, can you please provide the email address again to request the use of the EDDM service provider logo? And I guess the follow-up question, do we need to sign a rights and permissions agreement to use the logos?
Yes. So there's going to be an application process as well as a licensing, rights and licensing permission document. And that is all. We're providing this free of charge. So you just email us at eddmimageimageareq@usps.gov, and we'll send you the application. The application will be processed, and then we'll send you the terms and conditions and the how to use the postal logo. And once that's signed, you will have the artwork, and everything is good to go.
Great. So our next question is about bundling. The question is, I thought that mail pieces could be bundled in the amount of the carrier route as long as it's not too big. Can you provide some guidance on bundling?
You know, I have never carried mail. I've been with the Postal Service 40 years, but never had the privilege of carrying mail. When I talk to the carriers and the postmasters, a carrier goes out and he takes and he walks his route, or he manages his route in basically stops of 50 addresses. So they said that we could give them to them in bundles of 50, which is preferred. They backed up and said they could take a bundle of 100. But usually rubber bands or material is not going to work. You're asking a carrier that's out on a route to grab a handful as opposed to knowing that he's got 50 pieces or knowing that he's got 100 pieces. So the 50 rule, and it's been expanded to include 100, is basically exactly where we've done so that the carriers can actually manage that program and deliver that mail timely.
Okay. So our next question is about bagging. Do flats with Every Door direct mail need to be bagged as normal?
If you are doing business mail entry EDDM, in other words, you're using a permit number, yes, they would need to be bagged and sacked and labeled just like any other bulk mailing. If you were doing EDDM retail, we don't expect the customers to have our supplies. So at that point, it's probably going to come in a cardboard box. It may come in if they wanted to pick up some flat tubs from us. They could do that. But for the most part, when it's coming over the window, we are not seeing it prepared in sacks, no, and it's not required.
Okay. Our next question, how do we know if our nonprofit qualifies for the discount?
If you are mailing nonprofit, you have either an authorization or you have a permit number, and that means you're in the business mail entry side. So you would already be approved nonprofit. You would already probably have been mailing at the nonprofit rates. If not, contact the business mail entry unit where your permit is held, and they can certainly guide you on that. The rate for that, if you take it to the DDU, is 0.7 cents.
Okay. Our next question, is an optional endorsement line an acceptable replacement of the facing slip?
No, it is not. It has to have a facing slip on it.
Okay. That was an easy answer.
That was. It was pretty quick, too.
Okay. Okay, so our next question, what if I am doing an Every Door direct mail mailing and I would like to go outside of the 5-mile radius? I guess they're talking about the toll. What happens in that case?
You are not required to use the Every Door direct mail tool. So there's a couple of things that you can do. So you can either plug in an address that is outside the 5-mile radius tool and create a new radius, or if you're a printer and you have a delivery stats file or some of our other software, you are more than welcome to go outside of that 5-mile radius. That is really just a limitation for the retail side.
Okay. The tool gives you the option of doing just a zip code so
mm-hmm.
that if you had a city and you knew the zip code, you could put that in. Remember that with the retail side, you can only mail 5,000 at a time, but with business mail entry, there's no limit.
Okay. Okay, our next question, how should the EDDM flats be sacked for EDDM, by carrier route or by zip code?
Well, basically carrier route sacking has been around for years. The change came in January of 2011 when they allowed you to mail simplified address to city routes also. So it would be sacked. If you have enough pieces, you're going to be sacking them 125 pieces or 15 pounds. You would sack it to the carrier route. So I would expect that we would be seeing carrier route sacks, not by zip code, but by carrier route.
Okay. And then is there a preferred method for bundling, like using rubber bands or something?
Yes, rubber bands is usually what we see. You're not allowed really to use, we don't see string anymore. I guess if you were a mail, well, you are printers, you could take and basically do strapping, plastic strapping. That would be acceptable. Just remember that the facing slip needs to stay on top so that we can see who gets that bundle of mail.
Okay. And I think you may have already answered this question, but can facing slips be flexible in size so that they match the sizes of the bundles they are attached to?
Absolutely. There is no requirement that says it has to be 8.5 by 11, though 8.5 by 11 is what prints out from the tool. You could certainly format it down to be, you know, half a sheet of paper would be certainly acceptable. Or you could do it the shape, the size of the mail. The main concern with the facing slip is that it stays in place once you've rubber banded your mail pieces.
Okay. So our next question, is there any suppression provided for the USPS addresses in EDDM?
I'm not sure what that means.
I'm actually not sure exactly what that one is either. I can move on to the next question. Next one is, my BMEU tells me that I cannot use a simplified list to a city route.
You cannot use it for letters. You absolutely can use it for flats.
Okay.
Now, only people that can mail simplified addresses to city routes and do it letter size are local, state, and federal governments, agencies, and universities.
Okay, so our next question is kind of going back again. What is the minimum size for a piece that you can mail for Everydoor Direct Mail? There's a lot of questions on the sizing requirements.
You know what? There is, and there's a lot of information out there, but basically we know for years a letter-sized piece has been anything that's no taller than 6 1/8 inches and no longer than 11 1/2. So in order to mail as a flat, one of those dimensions needs to be exceeded. Now, back in March, they came in and they changed the rules a little bit on EDDM retail. They said, well, we're going to change that 11 1/2 to 10 1/2. So basically what the requirement says is it either needs to be taller than 6 1/8 inches or longer than 10 1/2. So in the example that Heather had, one of the most common sizes we see is 6 1/2 by 9. So it's taller than a letter, so that makes it okay. What if you had a 4 1/4, but now it's a 14 inches? So it's shorter than the 6 1/8, but it's longer than 10 1/2. So it's just that one of those dimensions needs to be larger than a letter. I hope that helps. I know sometimes I would tell you to check with your mail piece design or your business mail entry for individual pieces and definitions.
Okay. Well, and this one, this next question I think is actually a really good one. If I still have any additional questions, is there someone I can email or somewhere I can go to get more information on Everydoor Direct Mail?
Absolutely. On the slide, we have a customer service, which you can call at 877-747-6249, or you can email us at eddm@usps.gov. And we try to answer those emails within 48 hours. We have a group of about 4 or 5 of us that get into that email box and answer questions on a regular basis.
Okay. Okay, so we still, I think, have enough time for a few more questions. So our next question, my EDDM rep told me in an upcoming change we would not be able to use our CAPS account after November, even through a BMEU. Is this true?
No.
I have not heard that. Heather, have you heard that?
No, I think there's some confusion. coming up November 1st, we had allowed people to have their permit imprint on the mail piece, bring it to the retail counter, and pay cash, credit card. And come November 1st, if your mail has the permit imprint on it and you bring it to the retail counter, we're not going to be able to take it. So there might be some miscommunication in regards to that. But if you're bringing it to the business mail entry unit, you will only be able to use your CAPS account and your trust fund account. So hopefully that will clarify things.
Remember that with BMEU, you cannot pay for every door direct mail with a credit card. That credit card option is only for retail.
Okay. Okay, so our next question, is there any consideration to allow for more options in addressing the piece instead of postal customer? What about pizza lover or movie viewer?
You know, when they set up the website, they wanted something really, really simple. And so all of the stuff that's on there is basically saying postal customer and the word local. I'm sure that you could probably, you know, I'm the manager of rules and requirements, so I hate to take and kind of hedge the bets there. So I'm telling, you know, it's published that it says postal customer. And if you want to work with your local BMEU, that's fine. But for this telecon and for the website and for keeping it simple, yeah, we're looking for local postal customer.
Okay. I think we have maybe time for one more question. If a customer has a specific neighborhood and only wants that neighborhood, but there are multiple carrier routes that cover that neighborhood, how would you handle that?
Well, I understand that he may not want to mail to more than one carrier route, but it is a requirement that he do 100%. So I might suggest that he mail to one carrier route one time and then the next time mail to the next one, or that he might just have to include both neighborhoods with the thought that if it doesn't apply to my household, I'll just ignore it. We do run into that sometimes with pizza delivery. Oh, wait a minute, I don't deliver to that street. If you want to mail to a carrier route, it has to be to a complete carrier route. So that's a decision that your customer is going to have to make. And the reason for that, if you think about it, is the carrier is carrying and everybody gets one. He can't be told, I'll only deliver to these three streets, because that's not going to work for him in the time frame that he has to get his whole route done. So that's the option that's out there right now.
Okay. Heather, do you want to do one more question, or would you like to wrap it up?
Let's go ahead and do one last question.
Okay. So our last question, let me see. I know that you can use the online tool to select the distribution area for a given mailing. Is there any way to save that selection for future mailings?
Actually, we are doing a new release of our online software, and that's going to be November 4th, and that is going to be an option. So you'll be able to view your history of anything that you have saved in the past, printed out. You'll be able to click on previous mailings that you've done. Let's say you had a Route 32 worked really well for you, and you can click on your old order history, and it can refresh and update with the current delivery points. So we're really excited about adding that feature, and it will be available in November. Cheryl, thank you. Cindy, thank you. And Alexis, thank you. And everyone in the audience, thank you for taking the time to learn about Every Door Direct Mail. We're certain your business will benefit from offering this service, and we're here to help you in any way we can. Alexis, I'll go ahead and turn it back to you.
Thanks,
so much, Heather, and I want to second that thanks to Heather, to you and to Cindy. On behalf of Printing Impressions and Implant Graphics and the U.S. Postal Service, I also want to thank you all for attending today's webinar. Definitely be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. It's there on the slide. And then if you would also take a minute just to fill out a brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next. We'd be very grateful. It will influence the webinars that we bring to you in the future. So thanks again for coming, and I hope to see you at the next Printing Impressions Group webinar. Thanks.